Hello and welcome to The Great 80s, the great 80s movie debate, where we see if the movies of the 1980s still hold up today. If you're a fan of classic films, a child of the 80s, or just a movie geek, you've come to the right place. Now, normally we have a roundtable discussion of a 80s film. We're going to do something a little bit different today, just in the effort to get an episode out. And this will be a discussion of 1983's Stayin' Alive, but in a little bit different format. I'm Dave, and I'm here with my 13-year-old son, Jack.
Hello.
And we are going to be doing a commentary of said film. Now, Jack is not happy about this.
Not at all.
Why not?
This is a terrible movie.
It's not a terrible movie.
I think most people would agree with me.
The dog agrees with you.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her.
So we're going to go through the movie. We're going to start this, and I'll let you know when we're starting it. So if you do want to watch the movie along with us, get yourself a copy. You can buy this for pennies.
There's a reason why.
On Amazon and stuff like that. I have my own copy, obviously, here. I don't know that it's on Netflix or anything like that, so you might have to buy your own copy. We're also going to be playing it so you can hear it in the background. So you can listen to the movie along with us as we talk. But if you'd rather watch it, you know, go get your DVD set up or your Blu-ray. I don't even think this is on Blu-ray.
Well, once again, I don't blame them for making that copy.
You need to see every sinewy muscle of Travolta in high-definition Blu-ray goodness.
I don't need to see his butt in Blu-ray, so.
Well, some people would disagree.
Like you.
Or Kelly Preston, I assume.
I don't know who that is.
But that's okay. His wife. Oh. So, go get that set up if you want. Pause this, whatever you want to do. Normally on The Greatest, we do a review before and after the movie. Jack has seen parts of this movie, although not the whole thing.
Thank goodness.
So, he is not going to give a movie review beforehand, but I am. I've seen this movie a lot, and I mean a lot. This is one of my definitions of being a guilty pleasure. I love this movie from beginning to end, and I've seen it dozens of times. And I know that it's bad. I don't want people to sit there and think that I think this is a good film. This is an awful, awful movie. But it is so much fun to watch. Whether you agree with me or not, we're watching it, okay?
It's so awful that it's not good, unlike The Room, which is so awful that it is good.
No, this is not Room caliber awfulness, but it's close. This is really bad, and I love it so much. So my pre-film review, I'm going to give this a 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Done,
you're not done. Sit down. So, and I said that, you know, acknowledging that this is a bad movie. I love this movie.
Why?
Well, we're going to talk about it. So you don't feel comfortable giving a review before we start?
I do, but it's going to be really low.
Well, that's fine. You can say whatever you want.
What'd you give it?
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 0.45 out of 5.
0.45?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have your DVD set up and you do want to watch it along with us, I'm going to count down and hit play on ours, and the Paramount logo will start, and we'll watch it together. Are you ready, Jack?
Yes.
Okay. I am counting down from 5, and we'll say hit play. So please join us in watching this extravaganza of film. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. And there's a grainy Paramount logo. You can tell they've made no effort in transferring
it's
this.
Promising start.
Oh, look, you can see the dirt and the hairs from the film transfer. There's a scratch or two in there. Look at this neon, Jack. What do you think?
Robert Stigwood. What has he ever done ever?
You don't have to shout, and I'm sitting right next to you.
Sylvester Stallone. This.
You love Sylvester Stallone.
I know. Oh, look. Oh, dear.
Look at him. Right, you can't tell me this isn't great already.
This is terrible.
Look at him. Jazz hands. Look at his hair. First of all, I could talk.
Oh my God.
I could talk about his hair for half an hour straight. That's Kirkwood Smith from that 70s show in RoboCop.
Ugh.
What do you,
Marty.
Why? Now, supposedly, either in this sequence or the one later, Patrick Swayze is one of these dancers.
I like Patrick Swayze.
Well, so do I. I don't know. I don't. It might not be this one. It might be the one later. And you know who this is singing, right?
Yes. Frank Stallone.
Oh, look, look, they're taking pills?
They're taking steroids to help their jump freezes.
Yeah, that's not a freeze frame. They can actually do that. Oh, more jazz hands. That's the same shot from before. Frank Stallone.
Oh, God.
Is awesome.
Debatable topic also.
No. No, that wasn't. Look at those butts. Look at him. He's all ripped. Oh, smoking and eating apples. That's what dancers do, apparently. And nobody knows more about dancing than Sylvester Stallone to bring this to the big screen. Yeah, I don't see Swayze here. He must be later in the film. Look at those leg warmers. That was a thing in the 80s, Jack.
Yeah,
leg warmers.
I know. Leg warmers.
Oh, there's Cher. I don't know. Hit the brick, Cher. You don't make it. Look at all these sad people leaving. He's still there, Jack.
Oh.
Freeze frame! Freeze frame!
Oh.
See, this is what it means. This is what being a dancer is. You stretch, you eat apples, you smoke,
and you get massages from random people.
From random people. Oh, it's getting to the nitty gritty, and everyone's smoking.
Yeah. And everyone seems to be wearing either like tight fitting clothes or baggy clothes. So this is the dancing clothes.
Featuring songs by the Bee Gees. You know who the Bee Gees are, right?
Sort of, yeah.
So this is a sequel. Do you know what this is a sequel to?
Saturday Night Fever.
Yes. And that was like a critically acclaimed film. This, not so much. Although it was successful.
It was?
Yeah, I was reading about it. It was one of the biggest moneymakers of 1983. It made like $126 million worldwide.
Why?
It was a sequel to a popular film. Travolta was popular. Stallone was and is most popular. I like that movie. Just jumps over that other guy. You see the guy looking? What'd you do that for?
That guy had a little bit of a belly, too.
Oh, this is the final cut. He's trying to play it cool. And he didn't get picked. Ah, jeez. How can you not pick him? Look at him. He's sinewy and Italian. What an intro.
Ugh.
This is one of Christie's workout songs, I believe, she always says. Frank Stallone, Far From Over. Which won a Grammy, I think, and was nominated for Golden Globes. So people take shots at this all the time. This was nominated for awards. I think it was nominated for a bunch of Razzies, too.
What is a Razzie?
It's like the anti-Oscars, like the worst films of the year. Travolta, I think, won Worst Actor.
Huh? I see why.
Why? All right, do you know this lady, Cynthia Rhodes?
No.
You've seen her in other movies.
I have.
She's in Dirty Dancing.
I don't like that movie.
She's in... You don't know who Richard Marx is. He was a pop star in the 80s.
No, I don't know who that is.
She's married to him. She was in some of his videos. Look at that hair.
Which one? They have the same haircut.
And they do. They do have the same haircut. That is some major 80s feathering. Well, my rose got pulled away. Don't play. We've got people here. So you don't know. Do you know what Saturday Night Fever is about?
He's a dancer, and then, like, someone died, or I don't know.
Yeah, that says it all. No, he was like a kid from that wanted to make it into New York and live in New York and stuff like that. Now he's living in New York, but he's struggling.
Mm.
You don't care?
No.
He wants to be a Broadway dancer. But this is what he has to do. He has to teach, you know, classes to people that aren't really dancers. This lady on the end.
She did not know what she was doing.
I think he's making up this choreography as he goes. He's got the Rambo headband on. Look at her. Here she goes. Look in the mirror at yourselves. You got attitude. You got strength. You got... This guy mad. Mom, he's not a very good instructor. He just yells at them. Yeah. See, he's encouraging. And a chin butt.
He doesn't have one now.
He doesn't? Well, he got it filled in at the Scientology Institute.
I'm just saying that.
So this is a good running joke. Ready? Okay. This is a running joke throughout the movie.
Okay.
That was the first one. This is your. The movie's been on for a few minutes. This is the third song.
All
right. This scene, I'm convinced, is just to showcase his body. He's washing his clothes in the shower, and he's all ripped. Not so much anymore.
That's what I was saying with his chin butt.
Ready? Ready? Any messages?
Wow, that's real funny.
See, this is his life. He works all day dancing, teaching dancing, and then he's like a bartender at night.
So?
I have this soundtrack. I used to listen to it all the time.
How many copies of the soundtrack do you have?
I had it on cassette tape, and then I think I upgraded to a CD and bought that as well.
Why is there a crotch shot?
There's a lot of crotch and butt shots in this movie. You know why I ordered so many drinks? Stallone, I guess, had a penchant for Travolta's butt. I don't know. Because there are a lot. See? Ah! Why is he trying to walk through there anyway with the bottles on the tray? This looks like an awful place to work.
Oh, yeah. Looks like some of your groupie friends are here today. Those things, those friends of yours. Them, they're acquaintances. It's part of my share of the wealth.
See?
Okay. So you want to share?
That girl, Cynthia Rhodes, that's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But he's got lots of girlfriends. You know why?
Why?
He's Tony Manero.
Tony who?
Manero.
What?
Manero.
Manero? How's that spelled?
What? Why do you need to know how it's spelled?
To make sure I'll never run into that guy.
Oh, stop.
Want to come over? Last time I come over, I almost got brain damage. You guys
party too hard. Let me hear you, Travolta.
What do you want to say?
I don't know. Just say anything because it just comes out sounding so good.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Why do I want to talk like Travolta?
Because it's cool.
Ah, cheese, Royale with cheese.
It looks like Courtney Cox and Dancing in the Dark with Springsteen. Oh, did you see what he did?
No, what?
He looked up at the disco balls.
Oh, foreshadowing? Or
no,
past shadowing?
Past shadowing.
Flashback.
He looked at the disco balls and he felt it in his heart.
Why?
Because he used to be the king of disco, and now look at him. He's a bartender in a crappy bar. Let me
tell you, it's his own fault.
What do you mean it's his own fault?
Well, if he was the king of disco, why did he go become a bartender?
He's not trying to become a bartender. It's like one of the... I mean, I'm not being funny here. One of the hardest things that anybody could do as far as, like, a competitive job is becoming a dancer on Broadway. Being on Broadway shows.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most competitive things in the world.
I know. I'm just saying that why... If he's the king of disco, why isn't he on Broadway?
He's trying.
Well, then he's not the king of disco. He's like the count. Or the...
The count of Monte Disco?
The lord.
You didn't even get that joke.
Monte Cristo. I don't know what it is. But
like, it's a sandwich. So look, he's with his girl. She's nice. All these other people are jerks. All right, here you go. You ready? Watch this. Did you see this part before?
What
see the guy in the fur coat?
What guy? That guy is running into him? He has the same haircut as Travolta too.
I think everybody did. Every Italian guy in the 80s tried to look like Stallone. Did you see Stallone?
Yeah, I saw him.
So, isn't that funny?
Yeah,
he bumps into him.
What are the odds? See,
apple. Every dancer, that's all they eat is apples.
Or even perhaps a road show, musical of some sort. And I would definitely consider doing
that. Man, that lady's a jerk. Oh, we have a friend party. Oh, no. These are going to go off and off and off the whole time.
This is not going to be good.
No.
Chris Irons
is giving us a friend invite to play Battlefront on the PlayStation.
Except the nudity, I promised my mother I'd never do any nudity.
He promised his mother.
She's afraid that I might get a cold or something.
Ha! Knee slapper.
Stop it.
Whatever.
See how hard it is?
Well, these people could be a little bit nicer, I must admit.
Yeah, but they're not.
Why?
Because it's a tough business, kid. Here comes his first. You know, it's so weird. Listen.
And then definitely make you feel like you're wasting your time. And what's really weird is if they all sound like
what does he say? Weird a lot?
Yeah.
Why do you keep getting so dumb? You know what you
look at her outfit.
What about you?
It's like homemade.
It's not homemade.
It's all knitted.
You know what? I think some of these sets I read are some of the sets from the original movie. Like, this is somewhere in this movie, there's a lot of the sets from Saturday Night Fever that he walks past.
And some of his costumes are the same from Grease.
I want the leather jacket.
Yeah.
It's a different leather jacket.
See you later.
Will you come tonight? Tonight's supposed to be the last show.
I don't think I can make it.
She's in a Broadway show.
So she's better than him?
She's a chorus dancer. She doesn't have like a part. She's like one of the, you know, company dancers.
Well, what is it?
Envy.
Will you be there?
See, she loves him. Wouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
Many reasons. This is the main reason, this movie.
But you don't like John Travolta? You like him other than this?
Yeah.
You do?
Not really.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. I don't like him in Grease either, because I don't...
Look at the sets for this. This is supposed to be a Broadway show. It's a couple pieces of drywall.
How did he get backstage?
That's a good question. If you have feathered hair and a leather jacket, you can get in anywhere. Look at these set design. Oh, look at her.
What?
She's something special.
Why?
She's the star of the show.
Why is he, not caring about his current 8,000 girlfriends?
Because she's the star of the show. And she's a talented dancer.
Just smiling the whole time.
I could just imagine Stallone directing this scene, I want you to stand there, I want you to smile. Can you smile for daddy?
For daddy.
This lady is on a soap opera. She's been on a soap opera for a long time. She's awful. A lot of dancing in this. I forgot there was this much dancing. In Staying Alive, a movie about dancing.
He's still smiling. It's like the staple of his face creepy, in that position.
It's a creepy stalker kind of smile, though. I wonder what this show is about. It consists of her just prancing around in one place in the middle of the stage. Look at the audience. You know there's nobody actually in that audience. They're cardboard cutouts of people.
There's not even cardboard cutouts.
Look at, they don't even move. Come on.
There's not even anything there.
Yeah, there are. There's people out there, but I think they're like standees from Rocky 3. Hey, look, Apollo Creed's in the audience. Oh, that guy was off.
He was?
I blame Stallone.
Jeez. How much did they pay Travolta to do this? He just stands there and smiles all the time.
I was looking at some of the casting and the pricing and stuff like that. So that's not there. That's somewhere else.
Those are animatronics, too.
Yeah, they spent all the money on animatronic audience members. Stallone was... They wanted Stallone to be in it. There's a musical at the end. They wanted him to be the director of the musical. Yeah. But in addition to the directorial money they were paying him, they couldn't afford to pay him to be in the movie as well. So
why did they need to pay him to be in the movie? He was the director.
Because he would have got director money and he would have got actor money, and they didn't have the money to pay for him to act in it.
He should have just done it for free.
What?
Why couldn't he have done it for free?
See, there she is. She's great.
You were great. You didn't even watch it the whole time. How do you know? She could have been, like, sprawled out on the ground. You were just stalking whatever her name is, the other girl.
She could have broke her ankle and was sitting in the corner of the whole show. You wouldn't even known. Yeah, you were awesome, man. Look at him. He's a stalker. He's creepy, actually. This is very creepy.
Mm-hmm. You see why I don't like this?
Why is there graffiti all over inside?
Is he just like... He's just walking into her dressing room. Not knocking.
He knocked.
After he opened the door and peered in for like 10 seconds.
I just wanted to tell you that I think you're an incredible dancer.
What's so funny?
This smiling...
I'm a friend of Jackie Cole's. I'm Tony Manero. Yeah, I was just saying that this morning over breakfast.
Look how charming he is.
Did you want something? An autograph or something?
I'd like to get together with you and maybe talk sometime. That'd be possible.
See.
About what?
He's a lousy boyfriend.
I know how incredible you are.
Thank you, but I do already know that.
That other girl's really nice.
Well, she's not nice herself. This person here.
This person?
Yeah.
No, she's supposed to be a jerk.
Well, in case you don't know this, I used to be pretty incredible myself when I lived in Brooklyn.
Really? What happened?
I moved to Manhattan.
Don't make me laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
So, where exactly...
They didn't have to spend a lot on his costumes in this. His leather jacket, scarf. Every scene.
I said it's just brought back from Greece.
So, what do you do?
So, you're not enjoying this so far?
To tell in the future now.
Is there a reason why I should be?
I'm enjoying it, actually, a lot.
Oh, really?
I think there's less dancing in music videos.
You're going to meet this guy.
From now on. Really, the end is all
nice
music.
Guy. I mean, great guy. And, once you get to know
and Frank Stallone's coming up.
I
am? Yeah. So, where is he?
What was that? Voice crack?
I'll go get him. All right, just wait.
See, look how charming he is.
Great, really, really. Enrico! Yeah, no, she's here. She's waiting to see you. Really. Come on, she's great. Really, no, I'll get him, I'll get him. I got in here, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's nice. No problem. No, she's great. Love her. Come on.
You could learn a few things about getting girls from this guy.
Imported indeed.
Strong draft in there.
You don't do that to Tony Manero. Oh.
Come in.
What'd you do that for? You either broke my face for the store. I didn't give you my best come on. You try to mangle my face.
That reminds me of a line in Saturday Night Fever when he's.
Whatever.
He spends forever on his hair.
You seem to take pleasure in treating women as they were.
And there's like a. Family dinner scene, and the dad like hits him in the head, like they're arguing. The dad slaps him in the head, and he goes on. He's like, you know, I spend a lot of time on my hair, and you hit my hair.
That's what he's worried about.
Yeah, he even sits there and he eats dinner with a bed sheet around him so he doesn't get anything on his clothes. You can't watch Saturday Night Fever, man. That's a dirty movie.
Anyway, look, if you're still interested,
yeah. Is it a comedy?
No. The drama with some nasty stuff in it. I think there's actually a... The movie's rated R. There actually is a PG version of Saturday Night Fever that you could probably watch. It's probably just all the dancing.
Are you in a new show?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Are you a dancer?
Yeah, couldn't you tell?
Oh, of course. Well, why
no.
They need about 30 dancers.
What do you mean?
I could put in a good word.
Couldn't you tell?
Please. I really don't need any help.
How would you know?
Yeah, this one, I'm looking now. This won a lot of awards.
What? This movie here?
Yeah.
Staying Alive?
It was a Golden Globe nominee for Far From Over for Frank Stallone.
That's not meaning that they're winning the award.
It was a Grammy Award nominee
Aren't you coming tomorrow?
The song.
I knew you wanted to see me again.
Worst Actor Razzie, 1984, John Travolta.
Did he win?
He was the nominee.
Well, why didn't he win?
Worst Supporting Actress Razzie nominee, Finola Hughes.
Who's that?
The girl he was just talking to. And she also was nominee for Worst New Star.
I told you that a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying
attention.
What do you mean, so?
Why not? Rejection's become like a hobby to me now.
Oh, listen.
According to this, Travolta trained for 2 years dancing and getting in shape.
For what, this movie?
Yes.
What a waste of time.
What are you talking about? One of the 1983's year's top 10 most successful films at the box office. So this movie is totally misunderstood.
I don't know. What do you mean by the bomb?
You know, isn't it? She got a lot of guys hanging around, drooling over, you know.
Why would he tell her that?
I don't know, because he's stupid.
Did you hear the way she talks? So intelligent, like, I love it.
What is he doing?
I don't know, he's telling his girlfriend about how interested he is in this other woman.
Daisy,
she's great, you're just good.
Games. I'll see you tomorrow.
So look, he hurt her feelings. He's awful.
You sure you don't want something to eat?
He's not even going to walk her home. In the rough neighborhood.
You really got away with words, don't you?
Nice talking to himself.
Oh, here's the auditions.
Oh, dear.
Is Swayze in here? There she is again.
Who's that guy?
Now, this guy's the director of the new show.
Was that supposed to be Stallone?
Yes, this was supposed to be the Stallone part. It's a big role, actually. It would have been a lot of acting.
Yeah,
he wouldn't need to have been paid for it.
Excellent.
This guy looks like a bunch of different people to me.
Who, that guy?
Yeah.
Sally Mae, shut up!
Yes.
She made
it. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
It looks like Kenny Loggins. All right, here come the guys.
Oh, she's just fine with him now?
Well,
that's not a guy. Oh, that's the teacher.
Did you hear his joke?
Yeah.
I'm the assistant choreographer.
There's a lot of bulging packages in this movie on the guys.
What is that?
You know, bulging, you know, man parts.
Oh.
I want you to do the whole combination right through to the end. I just wanted to tell you, if I don't see you again, you got beautiful legs. I don't want you to improvise.
So do you.
Listen up!
That was weird.
If you finish dancing, move off stage! You're always causing trouble, now get out of here.
Okay, see how cool he is?
Joy, cut it down.
Okay, music?
The same dance he did like the last time, basically.
I know. It's the same. It's the same seven moves over and over again. From this show to the other show to anything that he ever does.
Why did he have to train 2 years for this?
I think it was mostly getting in shape. He's really in shape.
Yeah. Why couldn't he have done this for like Pulp Fiction or what's that weird movie with the angel?
Oh, Michael.
Yeah. I don't know why that came to mind.
Pictures and resumes on your phone number. We'll get back to you in 24 hours.
Well, I think he's generally a kind of chubby dude. He's very young here still. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, people his age don't look like that anymore.
He could. How old is he? 55?
How old is he now?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably getting close to 60.
Older than 55?
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Jimmy.
It's Tony.
Oh,
it's Tony.
That was a very poorly delivered line of dialogue.
What are you talking about?
This whole scene right here.
Look what he's wearing.
Oh, cool.
The same outfit he wore the past 2 days. Does he like do a load of laundry every day or something like that?
Yeah, in the shower. You saw him doing his laundry.
Oh,
thank you.
I think they found every abandoned building in New York City to film this movie.
Like, what is that? Like rust on the wall?
I have no idea.
I think that's like a health hazard.
I think everybody got sick that worked on this movie.
It's lead.
If you appreciate me, and I appreciate you, have a team together, and then we can appreciate each other.
He is a scumbag.
Yeah, like for many hours.
I mean, you were just saying how great he was.
Well, he is a dirtbag.
See, now you're seeing it.
A dance class I'd have to cancel.
But I don't have to cancel my manicure.
I have to cancel my meeting with the mayor.
I wonder what's in that bag. I think his whole contents of his apartment are in that bag. So if he gets kicked out of his apartment, he can just sleep in the park. I think he's homeless, actually. There we go. Music video number 4 or 5. Where's his bag?
Who knows?
He left his bag on a park bench where he's going to sleep later.
What is the point of this scene? Him doing hand gestures and motions, walking around to this music?
You've been there.
Where is it? Central Park?
It's in Central Park. That fountain is in every freaking movie that's filmed in New York. It is. We were there. Yeah, there's like a little bridge that goes up over that. Ah, somebody put a beer in that guy's hand.
This is all telling her. What does he know about
right
this
here,
statue?
This was sculpted by Michelangelo in the 1970s.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to impress the ladies, kid. He should sell that ring and get a better apartment.
What is this?
Do you know who's singing?
The reason why these cars are going so fast in the background is they don't want to be seen in there.
Oh, stop it. Look. Ha.
That's illegal.
This is a Rocky Steps. They walked all the way to Philadelphia. Oh, how does he have money for a handsome cab ride? He doesn't even
They show up at the perfect time.
Yeah. She stopped him. I wonder if that's Rusty from Seinfeld. Rusty! Oh boy. So this is a PG movie. They didn't show the other stuff. They just showed this. But you understand what has happened at this point, right?
Yes, I think most people would understand.
Okay, I don't know if you're 13. I don't know if you just think they're like having a sleepover.
Yes, I changed the subject.
So his poor girlfriend, the one that told him about the auditions in the first place and trying to help him get a job, he's now cheating on her with this evil, evil woman.
That's the way it goes in Manhattan.
Okay. How do you know? You've been to Manhattan quite a few times, actually.
Oh, man. I could watch you for hours.
I could watch you for hours.
It's like watching smoke move or something.
Oh, watching smoke what?
Move.
I don't know.
Seven different kinds of smoke. Yeah, you could fall into that butt chin.
Well,
you need a ladder to get out of that sucker.
What's wrong?
It's just, 3 o'clock, and I got away from my house tomorrow.
Wait a minute, are you serious?
He has not, like, stopped smiling this entire movie.
Oh, no, this is a flash. You can't say?
Maybe there's something to Scientology.
Don't take it personally. I don't think he's a Scientologist at this point.
Else here in the room.
I think he was.
He was?
Yeah. I think that he was the part of the things of Scientology is to get, like, celebrity endorsements. Like, to get celebrities to put out your message. And before Tom Cruise did it, Travolta did it. Travolta was, like, the first one. I can't afford a ring, but I can't afford an umbrella. Do you know what he was using?
Using what?
What he was using, yeah.
Hello?
The thing that he's using right now.
A phone? What?
It's a payphone.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You do?
Yeah. Called you pay and use the phone.
They don't have them anymore.
Hey, I'm doing great. Are you alone?
Yeah, but there's still some.
You see what he's doing here?
What?
He just got back from having sex with the other woman. Now he's calling his girlfriend to see if she's alone.
I'm just curious. Hey, listen, what are you doing up so late? Professionals should watch the health. I'll see you tomorrow if I don't drown.
Did you say drowned?
I think he said drowned, but...
Oh, okay. I hate that when people say drowned. Oh, this is a great scene.
Great scene. Look at that guy. He's just like, what are you doing?
Spring.
Listening to a transistor radio? You don't know what those are.
Where is he?
He's in, like, the common room of his apartment.
I thought it was, like, a homeless shelter.
No, that's his apartment. That's, like, the lobby, sort of. He doesn't have a phone, so he has to use the payphone in his...
What was that?
Turn down the radio!
Yes, I got it.
Oh, my God.
That
was
crazy.
When do I start? What time? Where?
Where?
All right, thank you. Thank you. I'll be there. Way to go, Monero!
There's a dog even
there.
What is
wrong with him? He's speaking to himself again.
He got the jab.
Why don't phones sound the same in all movies?
This is the way phones sounded in 1983. There was a ringing sound. Not like now.
Guess what? I got a job on Broadway.
You got a job on Broadway? Doing what?
Yeah, she was in the first one.
Don't you remember?
Hey, don't you remember?
Tony, keep your clothes on. You hear me?
And...
Oh, you hear me? Actually, I have to bring up this nudity joke.
How you doing? I'm all right.
I read in the trivia that they wanted the father and the girl that was actually the co-star in the first movie. They had parts, but they cut them out. They wrote them out.
I love you.
He doesn't know it. Sing one of their names.
All right, here you go. Here he is. Come on. That's her singing, too. I think one of the guys in this band is Richie Sambora, who is the guitarist for Bon Jovi. But Frank Stallone plays Carl.
Carl? He has a name?
Yeah, he has a name.
How do you know this name? That's sad.
Because I know.
That you remember Frank Stallone's character's name.
I love Frank Stallone.
Staying Alive.
I love Frank Stallone. Where's Richie Sambora? Is that him? It didn't look like him. I thought he was supposed to be in this. Oh, song number two. I don't think Frank Stallone's shirt has buttons on it.
What?
All I see is hairy chest sticking out. He's got a high voice.
They can sing in the same octave.
Or like as low as Sylvester's voice is. His voice is high.
Well,
look at that.
He's jealous.
Because Carl likes Jackie.
Why is she still dating him?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I gotta give him my notice. I want to ask you one thing. I didn't say anything to the director or anybody. You didn't put in a good word for me, right?
No, nothing.
I got this job all on my own.
You got this job on your own.
Really?
Really?
All right. I don't like that look. The singer and you were harmonizing a little too well.
See? Now he's jealous.
Why does he care?
Oh, God. No, really, and we'll have a conversation and he's staring at you like that.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, I just don't like guys like that. They get no respect.
You're one to speak.
I don't like guys like that. They got no respect. Meanwhile. He treats her awfully.
Yeah, I'll meet you at 2 o'clock up front.
2 o'clock?
You got a commitment.
I love how they take a whole break in the song for just to go talk to her boyfriend. Wow. He is belting it out.
His lips.
That's not Richie Sambora. Maybe he's in it later.
I bet you he's lip syncing.
He's not. Well, he might be there for the movie, but that's his voice singing.
I know that. I'm saying right there, but he's lip syncing.
Why do you feel the need to criticize Frank Stallone every chance you get?
Because you like him so much.
So he just comes from a girlfriend. He's going to meet her. Where does he go? To her place.
Her house.
Mark, this is Tony. Tony was just hired for the show.
Good. Who's that guy?
I don't know. Some rich guy.
Butler?
No, it's her date.
That's her date?
Yes.
How old is that guy?
I don't know, but she's got enough eyeshadow on. She looks like the Joker.
What? So-
No, he's not smiling, Jack.
Oh.
Now he's jealous of that guy. And she's stuck outside.
Gosh.
I hate him now.
See? You're coming along.
Poor Jackie. How she isn't murdered throughout this movie is a miracle. This was New York when it was like...
More music.
More
dancing.
Dangerous and dirty.
We have to look for Swayze.
I think I read that he was wearing white suspenders.
White
see
suspenders.
A guy wearing white suspenders?
I don't see any guy.
There's definitely guys in there.
Oh, there's a guy right there.
That guy was black. That wasn't Patrick Swayze.
No, I'm saying there is a guy. I didn't see a guy.
Oh, okay.
Your translators of body language. That's all dancing is. It's body language. So don't waste my time going through the motions of emotions. You gotta feel what the hell you're doing here. For those who forgot, the show's called Satan's Alley.
He was looking at two girls at the same time.
Yes.
It ends with an ascent to heaven.
You need to become cross-eyed so you can, like, one from one side.
One over here and one over there. Satan's Alley, Jack.
Wait, was that Swayze? There's a guy stretching.
Well, we can't stop it. We're recording this. So now he's begging for her forgiveness.
What can I say? No, you don't have to say anything.
But now don't say that.
And she forgives him.
Why?
She's a pushover.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? I don't know what
you want to talk about. Oh, my God.
It's the lovers. The young lovers.
Look at that guy's coat.
What is that?
That guy's the lead in the show.
I gotta get going.
What is he? What is...
He's like one of the chorus dancers.
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Man, that coat was... It's like he just sheared a polar bear and put it straight on.
There's nothing wrong with the dancing.
Oh, I really like her too. It's just that she's old. But you're very good.
Where you coming from? I don't like being led on.
Who's leading you on?
Yeah, he does it to everybody else.
You're not home. I go to your apartment, you're not there, and then I wait all night for you, and you bring some guy home with you.
Are you talking to me? Oh, we did. It don't mean nothing to you.
So he just talked to two girls about their relationships in like 3 seconds with each other in the same exact spot.
I usually skip breakfast.
Look, I love this movie so much.
Jeez.
This has got to be at least the 30th time I've seen this movie.
Don't you ever touch me again. Who do you think you're dealing with? Some little groupie that jumps when you call? Is that who you think I am? We met. I liked you. We made it. What do you think it was? True love. And you think I used you. What about you using me? Everybody uses everybody.
Right.
Don't.
This is the clip they probably showed at the Razzies. He knows the deal now. It only took an hour, but he understands. And this creeper is eavesdropping on the whole thing.
Who's that?
The director.
Oh, so that's...
Is there a guy in white suspenders? That's all I care about anymore. Oh man, look at that sweater.
What's this?
thought we decided to go downstage.
Wow.
Well, it was better going downstage.
Was it?
Much better.
I'll tell you what's even better. You learned the goddamn routine the way I laid it out.
He's still looking at her.
Again.
And 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is move number 2 of 7.
What if I come over about 9 tonight? Would that be alright?
Oh boy.
I'm ready to the show.
Oh, come on, Jackie.
Are you sure you're going to be there?
Definitely be there. We'll go out.
What? Crystal scary?
How did you know?
I didn't realize it was supposed to be Christmas.
No one had any decorations out.
I think I saw a Christmas tree in the window of some place. She's always right behind.
That was perfect timing.
They all leave at the same time from the same exit.
Whoa.
Didn't we just have a fight? Wasn't that you?
Why are these people having these big fur coats?
That was a thing.
Rich, the dancer thing?
No, rich people wore fur, like in the '80s. Awful.
She didn't answer his question. Why does he care?
Anybody know whose limo this is?
What? Why does he care whose limo it is?
I got a thing for knowing whose people belong to what limos.
Look.
Ready?
You know, I don't care if I ever get a message.
And he just gives
him... How much did this guy get paid to do this?
This crook guy. Another scene of him walking into his dark apartment, which is like 10 square feet. Oh, you know what that is?
It's Saturday Night Fever.
That's
outfit.
His suit from the first movie. But he changes it up a little.
How?
Because he's not wearing the whole disco collar. He's like got the tank top underneath. That actually, that guy is his brother, I think.
Who? That guy with the beard there?
Yeah, that guy's in a lot of Stallone movies. I think his name's Joey Travolta. He's in Rhinestone. He's in a bunch of other stuff.
Rhinestone.
Don't even start with Rhinestone. Look, he's got his collar up. He looks like Don Johnson in Miami Vice.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
If it's unibrow.
If anyone's still listening to this, they will. Oh, Frank Sloan.
How many times is Frank Sloan going to sing in this movie?
As many times as he wants.
So wait, he has songs in the movie and then he's also a character in the movie.
Yeah. I don't think that the songs are supposed to be sung by Carl, that character.
Carl is, like, having his songs at banquets, but then he's also performing at bars, so...
This isn't a banquet, it's a party. It's a party.
What is he doing?
He's doing what he always...
Confused Travolta, wandering around the party.
This is the the original Confused Travolta. Ah, jeez. Ah, jeez. Now she's with him. There's a lot of extreme close-ups of his face in this. I like the way your face looks. What can I say? I want a tight shot of his face.
He has a very big nose.
I want a tight shot of that nose every chance I get. I want to set up camp in that butt chin of yours. Climb out of it like cliffhanger. You're not gonna die.
Look at that nose.
He's such a child. I'm starting to feel sorry for him.
Sorry for him? Why?
Because he's just like immature. He's just a child. And this woman is leading him along.
That's your choice.
Maybe you had better get. It's supposed to be Christmas. in New York. I don't see a Christmas light anywhere.
No one's wearing a coat or
no
anything.
No one's wearing a coat. It's supposed to be December. Look at the streets. Christmas in New York is very lit up. There's stuff everywhere.
What are you so upset about? There's a lot of nice looking girls here. Girls?
See, look, his feelings are hurt.
Why did we even start this thing up, huh?
That's a good question.
Stop. Look, you came to me, remember?
You didn't do nothing, right? It was just me.
Whatever.
This movie doesn't have much of a conflict.
No.
It's just a guy who's pretty much a degenerate, treating people poorly, getting treated poorly himself. It's about it. There's not a whole lot of conflict.
And looks out of the line. What is he standing on? This looks like right there he's leaning against a building. I can't see. It's too dark.
I can fly.
I can't take all the blame
now, can I? This is kind of like a musical without being a musical. It is. And the actors are doing a lot of singing. There's songs pretty much every 10 minutes. She's heartbroken. She's one of my favorite actresses of the 80s, I think.
Why?
She's fantastic. She's in all these kind of movies, too. She's in Dirty Dancing. She's in Flashdance. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I think she's even in Xanadu.
Jeez.
Oh, look, she's crying. Oh, see, when I watch this movie, I usually skip this.
Seriously?
Yeah, you can skip a lot, and then look at those tears. There's no way they're real.
I noticed that whatever this guy's name is, Tony,
yeah,
is wearing a cross necklace.
Yeah.
He sinned a lot in this film.
He's not a good Catholic.
No.
She is quite a woman. Look, he's thinking about it now. You know what? Maybe I've been a jerk. Poor Jackie. Frank popping his head up in the background.
He just wants film time.
There he is. He keeps peeking in. Peekaboo.
There's a lot of extreme close-up. There's a lot of close-ups.
She's got range. She's like the prince of this movie. Whew. There's seven people there, and they're all happy. Oh, look, Carl's like, wait, what just happened? And more graffiti. Another burned out building. Still, I want you to find the worst places in the city. I don't want to pay one dime for sets.
I don't want you to know why.
Look, I promise it'll never happen again.
Yeah, I trust your promise.
Well, if I let it.
See?
Whoa.
Do you know how many times you've done this to me?
In this movie alone.
Don't you know that?
Her hair actually looks very much like Daryl Hall's.
What can I say to you?
At this point in time.
You don't have to say anything. I'll be your friend, but no more than that.
It's the feathered blonde mullet. I think that's how my hair looked actually in 1983.
Like her?
Yeah.
Or like him?
No, like hers. My hair looked like hers. It was feather. Oh, this is the bridge. So you didn't see the first movie.
No.
Well,
is this the Bee Gees here?
This is the Bee Gees. This bridge is an important part of Saturday Night Fever. So he's walking across the bridge. You know where he's going?
No.
He's going home.
Wow.
He's walking to New Jersey. because he spent the whole first movie in New Jersey looking across the bridge. So this is very symbolic. I wanted to get symbolic. Yeah, this is the stuff from the movie. From the first movie. You like this kind of music?
No.
I like this music. I grew up with this kind of music, though, so.
Need the button.
There it is. That's the dance club. 2001.
I still think it needs the button at the bottom button. It's like all the way button. It's got like a little flap at the bottom.
Yeah, there's a Volkswagen Rabbit. We had one of those. It was light blue.
He just happens to have his key.
Do they have any Christmas? They do have Christmas decorations up. There's like one thing in the window.
Why do he have his key with him?
What? He went home.
He just like walked in. No one knew.
Can I get you something else? Not before. Have another piece of pie. Not really informal. Come on, have another piece, honey.
I really want you to offer him pie three times. People will know what that means. That means you love him.
That's weird.
What did he say?
Do you know what's weird? There's a Christmas tree. So it is Christmas. I don't think I ever knew that. See, I learned something new in watching this for the 30th time. Egg in his bedroom in the first movie. There's he has a Rocky poster up in his room.
That was foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things on my mind.
My things.
Are they drinking wine at breakfast? There's an open bottle of wine on the table.
And there's just a random bowl of fruit in the background.
I just wanted to say it's not
fruit's fruit.
But what?
They're just drinking wine.
I don't get why people have fruit now.
No, I'm apologizing to you.
It could go
apologizing
bad.
Apologizing for what? What are you saying? That wasn't the real you back then?
Yeah.
Look, I had a lot of attitude, and I just didn't like it.
He doesn't now. He did then.
I don't believe this. Believe it. Oh, well, I don't believe it. Don't get fresh with me.
Yeah, wine and coffee.
This attitude.
I didn't even see any food on the table. Now.
It's because he
I
ate it.
Got you out of this damn neighborhood.
I thought there was another piece of pie.
So don't apologize. You don't need to apologize because you must have been doing something right. So what you're saying is I've always been this bastard, but it's all right because like it comes natural to me.
He's cursing in front of his ma.
Something like that. Yeah.
This is a nice scene. Why are you trashing this? He's getting validation on his life from his mother.
I'm a little piece of this pie.
See?
Oh, God.
It's very good.
He just randomly flings it on the plate.
That's how he shows her
for the show.
That he appreciates her advice. He's eating a pie.
I'm a hot shot now.
Now the rest of the movie is all dancing, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Stay back, Butler. Extend.
Are you looking for Swayze?
Maybe it's me, Butler.
Yeah.
I'm not getting across what I want.
This guy dresses like Robin Hood.
Look at his pants. Oh, like white.
You're still ticklish, huh? What I want is a much more forceful type of it's a very sensual show. Right.
The director is the only one whose clothes I could still see someone wearing today.
What, those?
Yeah, he's
who
like
wear that.
He's I could see people wearing that. Like I could see people being trendy or something and wearing something like that.
What do you think?
All these over the shoulder sweatshirts and leg warmers and headbands.
It's too mechanical.
Now. There's a guy smoking in the background.
There is.
Yeah. A commitment. But you don't think I have other plans?
No.
But
well,
you're wrong.
Jealous.
I can tell when you're lying.
How? How can you tell when I'm lying?
Who's your commitment with?
Carl.
I never tell.
How's that with you?
Excuse me?
The three of us.
You're sick.
You're sick. Not really.
What?
He's trying to get back with her. And she can't tell him no because he's irresistible.
I'd rather be with Carl. Last resort.
Whose limo Frank's is alone. This?
I don't know what she did to her, but she looks like she hates me. Come on, Tony. Stop.
Did nothing.
It's starting to become a regular thing
to me. I'll cheat on you for her.
I bet.
And then cheat on her for you.
So what are we doing?
Et cetera.
I wanted to ask you a little favor, if you wouldn't mind.
What favor?
I'm wondering if you can meet me this
evening. What favor?
I don't think I can.
Listen, I will owe you for life if you do this for me. But I know I treat you bad, and I know I got terrible manners. The people I grew up with had terrible manners. After why?
That's not an excuse.
But I'm telling you, there's a gentleman inside here that is dying to get out. Really. Come on,
would you?
Please.
Why is he holding her scarf?
He knows how to push her buttons.
He wasn't pushing her button, he was grabbing her scarf.
Oh, stop it. Left there's a body in the background in the wharf. This is how he warms up. He just walks around and shrugs his shoulders over and over again. There it is again. Those shoulders sure get a workout. Oh.
I didn't think he was going to show up.
He's all mad when she doesn't show up.
Oh, Tony, you remember Carl? Carl, this is
Tony. Yeah, how you doing?
I need to ask you something.
I need to ask you something. That guy's a musician.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a musician type. I never thought that.
Come on, I
don't
know.
What? You're playing the guitar? Oh, that's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
It's not like they're speaking quiet enough so Carl can't hear this conversation.
Yeah. You know, I can hear every word you're saying.
He's standing like a few feet away.
Funny feels today or something.
Oh, forget it.
How did you get in here?
The window.
That's breaking in there, right?
He's a degenerate. Look at him. That was a funny joke.
I didn't even hear a joke.
He's a demented paratrooper. Look, he's got
everything
lines.
Everything is fine. She's in good hands. And what, are you all state, pal?
Look, I'll see you Wednesday, okay?
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Look, the wink.
I can't believe it. Did you see how you said goodnight to him? Oh, great. Now, how did I say it?
So sweet. It was like syrup.
I had
syrup.
What are we doing?
Talks like this.
Tony Manero.
I want to try a butler's routine. I'm going to ask Jesse if I could have a shot at replacing him.
All right, so he's going to try to.
Yeah, this is the part I saw. Yeah, so
what you saw from here on out?
I've seen the end.
You want to help?
You saw multiple times I've seen the ending.
What? Multiple? What do you mean multiple times?
I have sadly seen the ending multiple times.
The musical at the end.
Yes. And the training before the musical.
Oh, this is long. This is another skipper when you watch it. This is all slow-mo nonsense. Look at this. I'm gonna grab you around the waist and I'm gonna very slowly, it's over. Now I'm gonna flip you, forget it, it's over. woman is brave.
Why?
Putting her life in his. Look at him in the background. He doesn't even know the camera's on. He looks. Look at. Watch his face when he's lifting her and stuff. She probably only weighs like 100 pounds. He's like. Acts like he's lifting Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Mama June. How I know her name, I'm not sure.
Is that her name?
Yeah, it
oh
is.
Oh my god, you're so pathetic.
I don't know how I know that. I like watch Honey Boo Boo.
Watch his face. That's flexibility. I think she's doing most of the dancing, and he's just kind of standing and leaning.
He was.
See his face. You weighed 80 pounds.
Oh, look, there's the move again.
Yeah, he does that move a lot.
He just jumps a lot.
The sideways jump. And this one. I'm swimming in the air. Oh, headlock. Jackie, you're cutting the circulation off. What is that move? They're all showered and changed. No clothes, no bags. Is she wearing her leotard under her cape?
The cloak.
Is she a superhero?
It's a cloak.
It's a cloak.
My father's with a man in the cape.
Hey, Jack. Remember I was telling you about that gentleman that was anxious to get out? Well, he's arrived and he'd like to walk you home.
Aww. See?
I didn't care about that the first time.
I know I usually let you walk around here at all hours of night.
Did you?
No.
Just check.
What do you think, Jack? Is she gonna give him another chance? For about
well,
the
I know
seventh
does.
Time in this movie alone?
But I don't know why she does.
Yeah. Good night. Good night, Jack. Hey, Jack, wait a minute. I want to say something to you, but it's really hard.
That's like, the house is haunted.
Well, we have a ghost. I ain't paid for that.
The flowers are still
standing.
They were really comfortable.
Really nice.
I want to zoom in on him while he's talking. Again.
I was really, the way I acted towards you was really wrong.
Oh, look at her. You know she's gonna... You had me at so weird.
You complete me. So does that other girl. And those two twins and us all in the other building.
And pretty much everybody else I meet.
I love Jack.
Oh. See? Now he means it. She's helping him up the stairs. I hurt my foot.
I don't think our counting is going along with the
no,
music
they're not.
Very well.
I think that lady's counting like some other song.
Hold it.
You're not counting with the song anyway.
Take a break.
Your bulge is bothering me.
You're fine.
They need Johnny Castle from Dirty Dancing in this. That's what they need. Look how sweaty. Stallone was like, bring in the sweat guy. What's happening?
Oh, I'm smoking again.
Robin Hood is having a smoke. You know, smoking is bad for you.
I think I can do it. Wow.
Climb Mount Everest.
I'm not going to jeopardize my career just as some silly.
I am not going to jeopardize your career.
He's an amateur.
Listen to me.
Amateur.
Amateur.
You've just been taken by some
fat. I haven't been taken by anybody. You try it, goddammit, and keep your personal feelings out of it.
There isn't a lot of cursing in this. This is a family film.
When they curse, they sin. So.
Buckler, why don't you sit this one out?
What do you mean, sit this one out?
I love this guy.
What do you mean, sit this one out?
Monero!
My bulge is bigger than your bulge. Just watch it, Buster. Oh man. 5 2 3 1 7 6 1 5 6 2 2 1
Q Q Q R R.
I love how in a song about dancing there's this thing that goes dance.
At the end it's like strut.
Cheat, 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 cheat. That was Ray Parker Jr. in the background.
Stop, stop.
Who are you gonna call? Tony Manero.
Forget it, man.
Too right.
Forget, it's too weird.
Wait, I said wait. I don't want to talk about it, man. Don't walk out of here.
It sounds like The Room.
It sounds like The Room.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
What'd you ever do? I get a chance for leading a Broadway show, and you walk out the door. Who cares? Who cares?
You're getting an offer to be the lead in the Broadway show.
And you don't have to care about me. If you can't follow that, follow this. You want to dance here? You follow my rules. It's not a democracy. You know, you are not the greatest dancer to ever hit Broadway. What you have is anger. And a certain intensity, and that's what I need to make this
show.
I
the tiger.
What do you think? You're so terrific, you're going to go out and you're going to score another show? Is that it?
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
But you even blew that.
What's the matter with you?
And no matter how much you carry on, you're never going to change that.
You are your bulge.
If you had a thick skull of yours, you'd stop worrying about trying to change other people and start worrying about changing yourself.
Uses everybody, Duncan. Don't
have a arrow. He didn't listen to a word he said.
He was just like the thing about who
he wants to be a Broadway dancer. The guy gives him a shot, and he doesn't want to do it. But
all
wait,
right,
there's more.
5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5
The bad counting.
You know what that walk means.
Butler, do you mind?
This is bullshit.
That's the first real curse word of this movie. This is bull.
This is a very close to her face.
Count it down.
And 5 6 7 8
He looks like he's surfing half the time. The guy coughed during the middle of the recording. Bronchitis. He's doing it. Jack, look, look. Look at his intensity and his anger and his bulge. Even she knows it. She's like, what? What? Oh, by the neck. She's not making that face. She weighs about 60 pounds.
Oh,
I always want him to show the guy that gets kicked out and see what he's doing.
You see him in the background of the real dance thing going like... The hey. Same... They're running out of songs.
Second time.
That was the same move from...
It's Pulp all Fiction the same
there. Move. No, the same move from Pulp Fiction with the hands across the face.
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
Vince Vegan.
Where's Swayze? What did I tell you? White suspenders. I think that's John Oates in the background.
and apparently there's Daryl Hall as well.
this is Staying Alive, starring Hall and Oates. Look, they're all like, he's just not a jerk. He can dance too. That lady in the background was a mime. There he is. This is a mime shirt.
Well, there he is right there. I was gonna say,
that was him. All right. I don't know what time. I don't want to touch the thing. It'll shut off. So the second Far From Over, that was definitely him. He had the long...
It looks like him.
He had the Chippendales Chris Farley hair. I love this one where they're just like throwing people into each other.
Swayze was a star by now, right?
No.
He wasn't?
No.
Well, when did Dirty Dancing come out?
87.
I thought that came out like around the same time as this.
Maybe Cynthia Rhodes, I don't know, put a good word in for him on Dirty Dancing. Bossy. He's like he's doing karate. The Patrick Swayze's a real dancer.
Yeah, I know that.
John Travolta's not.
They should have him be the lead.
Well, it was a character by Travolta. They ain't gonna replace the character.
No.
Every time I hear this song, it reminds me of the Saturday Night Live sketch with Martin Short and Harry Shearer where they're doing synchronized swimming.
Oh, that was in that sketch?
Yeah.
There was a song in that sketch.
Look at that. Satan's Alley. Look at all the people coming.
Why would anyone?
Look at these old people coming to see something with Satan in the title.
This is a modern thing, and then there's like Lady from Titanic walking up to see it. 101 or however she is.
He's wearing different clothes for the first time in the movie.
He didn't do the shoulder
strap. Same dressing room as the other one when he came in to see her. Did you hear that?
What, no?
Somebody went, yo, Adrian, it's showtime.
They did?
Oh. Yeah. That's funny. 5 minutes. Kids. I know who he looks like. He looks like James Brolin in Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he's Agent PW. With the bow tie and everything, doesn't he? Beijing, Mr. Herman, Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk. He's got his name on the door?
Team and Arrow.
You wanted to know how to spell it. Main Row.
It'd be Main Row. Or Man Arrow.
Man Arrow. You look good.
Not a week.
See, he's not making jokes now, Jack. He's serious. You know, yeah. you've been in plays and performances. You know what this is like. Before you go on.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I just went out there.
You don't feel like it. You could always use more rehearsal time?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
My son is in this show.
Way to gloat and about
it. Look at that jerky lady. The lady behind her is like, yeah, who cares?
Look at that guy behind. Look at the guy behind her. He's just like,
trap up lady.
He's like,
oh, good for you. I love that look with the tux and the long scarf. There's like 10 people there. That's the smallest auditorium I've ever seen in my life. I think it's a high school gym. Give me a white spot.
Go. Didn't they know how to like do this before?
He's the director. He's doing everything.
Never mind.
This is scary.
Hang on, I know.
What choice does he have? He's standing on a,
he's standing on
a platform. He's not holding on.
You can so see he's standing on it. I think you're not supposed to be able to see he's standing on it, right?
I don't know. God, this is great.
This is like the worst Broadway show ever.
No, it's not. God. That's his move, the shoulder shrugs.
It's like they oiled up his body for this.
So I think this is supposed to be about some guy's descent into hell.
And he dances well.
And he angry dances his way out of it. Kind of like Kevin
Bacon. Like Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon angry dances his way out of a suburb, a small rural town. This sounds like the theme song to, like, Transformers or Voltron or something.
Autobots, roll out! You're right, it does sound like something like a theme song.
He's perfect. I don't think anybody in the audience could actually see all the stuff that's going on in the smoke from audience level. We can see it because we're above everything. Is that Jackie?
Who knows?
That's Jackie. Oh, Catholic.
Why is he praying?
Look, that's Jackie. Uh-oh. Here comes the devil.
Wait, she's the devil?
And appropriately, it's her.
She's supposed to be the devil?
Yeah, or Zool from Ghostbusters. Who can see all this stuff? I think there's actually a fire backstage.
Well, they did get the burnt down building.
Yeah, I think Stallone found a burning building that was in the process of burning down and quickly filmed all this stuff.
God. How long is this show?
It takes up the last 20 minutes of the movie, so it's probably about 20 minutes. Each ticket was $125, and it's a 20-minute show.
20-minute show about what? About this.
There are people that can really dance that are in actual shows. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they think about this.
They're probably good at shows.
They have to, like, hate this. This is what people would think this is really like. Some guy clod hopping around in the smoke.
And doing that 80 times.
Yeah. Move 8.
Don't move.
I do an 8, I do a 5, I do a 4, a 4, a 4, a 3, and an 8.
Oh. It's just become Thriller.
The
Michael Jackson.
The budget on Dry Ice alone.
Yeah.
Must have been astronomical. Yeah, no one can see that from the audience.
Maybe now they can, now that they actually put the lights on.
I wonder, Stallone must have thought this was like a masterpiece when he was doing it. Like, look at this. This is my Oscar.
There's one guy, I didn't say it right away. Maybe they'll be up again. They look like Power Rangers. They got like little like Spider-Man Deadpool looking masks.
Yeah. Well, this invented Power Rangers.
Why are they clapping for that?
People are happy.
Happy about what? Oh.
Go to black.
Why do they... Why did he do that? Why is she not mad?
I know.
She's like, oh, don't worry, Tony.
He kisses her.
What are you teaching some nuns?
And Jackie doesn't
look
care.
How's the show going?
It's going great. You're doing great.
There was no
way. Can I ask you something?
What?
Where'd you have to kiss her?
Jeez.
Look at her. She's like, okay.
It was a weird experience.
She's like, yeah. Yeah.
And Robin Hood's gonna come in and yell at me. It looks a lot like Rambo right there.
Sure. It looks good. They should keep it as part of the makeup.
An arrow? What are you doing out there? What are you talking about? What are you...
It took him the entire intermission to get from the director's booth to backstage.
Out there, you two are a pair of dancers. You want to fight, you do it on your own goddamn time. The show is the thing, Monero, not you. The show. You remember that.
I remember that.
He's got the eye of the tiger. I think we're in for another slow-mo montage here. Oh, yeah, this takes a while. This is like, it was like this technology had just been discovered. It's still on. Look at that.
What is
this? Looks like a police video. I'm gonna be wrapped around your finger.
It's not the police.
Ah, jeez. What do you mean it's not the police?
It was it? I thought that was just Sting.
No.
Oh. Never mind. Imagine what this would be in regular motion.
Look at that.
He looks like,
He looked like he had an itch.
He looked like the... What's his... what's his name?
There's a bee chasing me.
Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, he does. Get your hands off me, you damn dirty dancers. There's a bee after me constantly. I know. Oh, jeez.
There's like a belly bump there.
He's wearing a loincloth. He's Tarzan, King of the Jerk Faces. That's the same move as before. I'm wondering, is this like another whole act of the show?
Who knows?
What exactly is going on? What is this show? Is just dancing. There's no dialogue. There's no. Oh, look at this. he's always in pain.
He's like, ugh. Not quite synchronized there.
No, not even close.
Oh, jeez.
But he's in good shape. He didn't spend 2 years dancing. He spent 2 years working on his abs. I think that was a whole nother act of the show.
Is he crying? Was his mom crying?
I don't know. No one said a word in this show, in this play, or this musical
that
the whole time.
That slow-mo thing lasted like 3 minutes, and that was a whole act. Imagine if that was in regular. That'd be way fast.
Do you think we can get together after the show?
Why? She's asking him out.
I don't
want to
talk. Clear things up.
Still bleeding.
I think he's a hemophiliac.
Sorry about the eye.
He is a definite lack of vitamin K, because he should have clotted up by now.
What do you mean?
You should have scabbed up.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said?
No.
She's trying to mess with him. Why she would do this is beyond me. She asked him out, and he was like, I don't think so. And she said, oh, you don't have it, to get him to second guess himself. So she wants the guy who's dancing in her show to mess up. The guy that's responsible for catching her... and stopping her from breaking her neck. Now we're getting into some, like, kinky, weird leather
stuff. There's our Power Ranger right there. That guy. It's like Catwoman a little bit, too. They're whips.
Just This reminds me a little bit of the end of Captain EO. How do they have time to look at each other and give each other dirty looks?
Are you supposed to see the metal everywhere?
The metal?
Yeah.
What metal?
Like the metal everywhere. You supposed to see
the
that?
Cages
that there? No. Like that, right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Ow, the jump rope really stings. I think that was the same footage from just before.
It's a dance fight. It's like West Side Story.
It's like Beat It. How do they get that to wrap around his neck?
That could actually really hurt him. They're like pulling back on it.
That this part the audience would never see. He's facing her, blocking her with dancers in front of them. They're supposed to see this drama, him acting all pained and her being all tormented. No one can see this.
Look at that. Oh, he's getting a sign from above.
That's right. It's his agent telling them to get out of this movie. John, back out now.
Join Scientology.
It's L. Ron Hubbard, John. This is messed up. Oh, snap. That was the Cam Newton thing where he looks in his, he looks down and hides his eyes.
What's that thing? What's that move called?
This is number 7. Now 4, 3, 2, 1, 7. I feel bad for these guys that had to let Travolta throw them around because you know they messed up a lot. It's like gym class. Jump ropes and tumbling.
Now he's like a rodeo guy.
Yeah. Bull rider. Yippee-ki-yay! Ah, look at her. It's a dance fight. Oh, this isn't in the script.
And now he's just gonna prance around and jump. There you go.
Oh, you don't tell Tony Manero what to do. Look at him. He just runs back and forth across the stage. That's all he's doing. Look at her.
Ooh. That head thing. He's done it multiple times.
I am still to this day mesmerized by this.
Oh, God.
I could watch him dance around the stage all day. Look at that jump. She's gonna make it.
She can't jump that high.
She's gonna make it.
She's gotta say something. How high would that have raised in like, there's no way she would have been able to make that.
And he lifts her. All of a sudden, she weighs 800 pounds. And the stage explodes.
Oh, God.
No one can see that. I used to practice in my bedroom, Mom.
Like Napoleon Dynamite.
Attica. Attica.
So, can you ready to dance?
Yes. Now I get drunk so the next night show stinks. Where's the apples and the cigarettes? Jack, this is almost over. You have no idea.
I know.
You have no idea how sad I am.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Are you sure you don't want to stay?
I can't. Look,
to tell you something. I know, and I want you to know that I could have never done this tonight without knowing you.
See? Redemption for Jackie.
Oh, I'm good.
At the very end. Gives her one last look. Hit the bricks, sister. You got the girl next door.
You know, all right, here comes.
Strut.
Strut.
Yeah! Oh,
God.
Come on. Ugh. Look at that guy looking at him like, yeah. Tony Manero's back. Guess who's back? Back again. Tony's back. Hide the women. This is Old Times Square. There's a butt. See, this recreates the beginning of Saturday Night Fever.
I know.
Except these cans of paint when he's walking around the beginning of the first movie.
There are.
Yeah, look, E.T. was showing at that theater in the background. Howard Johnson's. There's the famous George Cohen statue. See E.T. on the left?
No.
And ready?
Ugh.
And he's a ghost.
Oh, jeez.
See, I think at this point you're supposed to believe that this whole time, Tony Manero was dead.
Seriously?
I think that this is like, he was supernatural, he was an alien, he was something. He disappears.
No, that's just... That's not...
How do you explain him disappearing?
How do you explain him disappearing? Because Stallone's like, oh, I gotta add a new effect in the film.
That's exactly what Stallone did at the end of Rocky Balboa, too. Rocky rocks off, and in the background, he disappears. So...
Rocky's a ghost.
I think that this whole thing was that he died in between the first movie and the second movie, and this was his ghost getting redemption for the life that he never had.
I think you're wrong.
No, that's it.
Alright, well, you should go talk to Sloan about it.
All right, so whatever you want to think about it.
Did I even make that movie? Alright, well, let's go over our reviews while the song plays. I'll go first. I've seen this movie, I tell you, 30 times. It never gets old. I could watch it every day. I said 4.5 out of 5 before. I'm sticking with this. This is one of my favorite movies, and I know it's complete garbage. I love this movie to the day I die. It is a guilty pleasure among all guilty pleasures. Definitely 4 out of 5. Holds up for me. What do you think, Jack?
I'm sticking with my 0.45. That's not the right way to say, but I don't care.
It didn't get any better for you?
Fine. Even 0.5.
You're giving it a 0.5 star?
Yes.
Out of 5?
Yes. A 0.5 star.
All right. Well, there you go. I can't argue with your opinion, even if you are wrong.
Well, I'm not, so we're good here.
I love this movie so much. If you're like me and you like it, make your kids watch it because it's hilarious to hear what they think. Especially when your kid's like my kid because he's a funny guy. Look at all these people. You think all these people had this movie stricken from their resume?
Bill? I don't even know how to say that.
Bill Iams was a construction foreman. I don't know what he did. They just found out burned out buildings.
Louis F. Valentini.
Craft services. Probably.
Catering. Cinema catering. Wow.
Well,
clever name there.
They have to feed these people. They're on the set all day.
I know, but cinema catering?
There was a physical therapist. Probably for all the people Travolta dropped. See, Vince DiCola here in the keyboards, he's the guy that did the music for Rocky IV.
Yeah.
When they stopped using Bill Conti for that one movie, Vince DiCola did all the synthesizer type music for Rocky IV. RSO Records. I used to have a lot of stuff on RSO Records. You don't even know what a record is.
I know what a record is.
Well, this has been fun, Jack, and I appreciate you doing this with me. I know you didn't want to.
The cast is at the very end. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Where is, there's too many to count where Frank Stallone is listed in the credits. Man, he's all the way at the bottom.
He's the last one.
But Sylvester Stallone's a jerk. It's his brother. He did all the
None
music.
Of these people have last names, though.
Is Swayze in here? Look for Swayze. Is it an alphabetical
Swayze,
order?
No.
His
name. Yeah.
His name's not in the credits.
Well, I don't
all
know.
All the dancers.
It's too fast.
I didn't see his name. There's
rewind.
A lot of dancers.
Just rewind.
No, we're not rewinding.
Okay.
I have no respect for...
The persons and events in this film are
fictitious. You know why? Because Tony Manero is a supernatural entity. That's why.
No, he's not.
All right. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this kind of impromptu, out-of-the-ordinary episode of The Gradys. We'll be back with regular episodes with the regular cast of The Gradys and hopefully get back on track. And, Jack, thank you very much for doing this.
Sure.
You know what I want to do now?
Good.
I want to get up off this couch because we've been sitting here for so long.